And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. A few weeks ago, my bride Betsy was operated on at North Carolina Women's Hospital in Chapel Hill. After surgery, she was moved to a room that looked as if it belonged in a fine hotel, even to the book in the bedside nightstand. This wasn't a complete Bible, but a copy of the New Testament and Psalms, and that got us to thinking. No doubt a Christian could find comfort reading from this familiar book, but suppose the patient using this room was not a Christian. There was no Quran, no Torah or Old Testament, no Book of Mormon, nothing about Scientology, no teachings of Buddha, no science and health, just a New Testament and Psalms. According to the New York Times, the Gideons, who've placed Bibles in hotel rooms for many years, have lots of company. Other faith organizations have gotten into that act, and the diversity of religious material in hotels is growing. Several thousand hotels in the United States carry copies of The Teaching of Buddha. Christian Science material is found in some California hotels. If you stayed in a Marriott hotel, you know that you're going to find a Book of Mormon in your room. The chain's founder was Mormon. Muslims do not try to put the Quran in hotel rooms because guests might take it to the bathroom or some other improper place, according to a prominent imam in New York. Most Muslims memorize at least the Quran's opening chapter, which must be recited during each of the five prescribed daily prayers. Hospital rooms and hotel rooms are different in important ways, of course, but in both of them, their occupants change almost daily, and they bring with them different faith traditions and beliefs, particularly in such a community as ours. Wouldn't it be great if every patient could open that nightstand and find reading material that supports his or her particular beliefs? That surely would help the healing process. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.